going. Dunlap's going to come off here. Looks a little shaken up. Capoletti and Mahalos will be the tailback here. Twins right, ball on the right hash. Twins left, ball on the right hash. Single receiver right. Capoletti on Carranza's right. They're going to switch it up here. They got a guy, another interception, but he catches it on an E. Wow, they had the receiver, but the ball was like a perfect pass to the erstwhile tailback, Levi Nelson.
Man,
he gets enough action on offense. Now we're handing him the ball. And there could be something, I'm afraid, I hope it's not unsportsmanlike conduct against our black shirts here.
Yeah. That was just, he threw the ball right to him.
Receiver was there in the seam, but it had to be a perfect pass, and it was to the defender. Yep. So, again, the mistakes mount in this second game. You know, the first game we watched, there were certainly mistakes, but Blackshirt showed us a lot of good things running and passing.
Yeah,
disciplined defense, and I just think certainly a great Ellsworth team they're playing, but a lot of self-inflicted damage too.
Mm-hmm.
That's three interceptions already in the first half. And it begs the question if Ben Jimenez will get some looks in the second half. We'll see. I may have a halftime guess. I saw him return. He had to go back to work, but he's back. Let's see if he'll join us. Steve Staub, the athletic trainer. There's a handoff again to Nelson. He's stopped. Oh, ball fumbles, picked up. That's like Ben Jimenez picked that up.
Popped out right at the end, Don.
Big break for the Black Shirts. Yep. Wow.
Was
he stripped out, or was that a mental mistake on the running back there?
I think it was stripped. A little
stripped
mojo
away, so
they were giving up. So
they really needed a big play there, Johnny, with 3:09 in the first half. I see Oliver Shimoleski coming in for the Black Shirts on the line, along with Banting Park's own Jaden Donald, the sophomore.
Now they got plenty
Dad
of time.
Russ and Mom Jamie are in attendance. Oh, nope. They almost had a 12th guy there. They sent him back. Nope, they're sending him back here. Oh, no, they got him back in. Twins left, single receiver right. Mahalos is in for Dunlap, still a little shaken up there. Snap. He's got a guy. Williams with a catch. Oh, but he drops it. No, they're saying incomplete. He didn't have it long enough. I thought he might have had the steps down, but if he did, it would have been a fumble. They had Stout all alone there in the split side on the end. They decided to go to Williams over the middle, who was like triple covered. Great pass and catch, but. So I'm thinking if they're calling that, I don't think he would have been down if he caught it and fumbled it. So I think we got a break on that.
Well, it looked good.
Twins left, single receiver right. Oh, a bad snap. Carranza's got a fall on it. If he can't, it's picked up. Guess who? Griffin Blomberg, his second touchdown in a row. And this is getting ugly, Johnny.
Yeah, there's a fatigue or a mental mistake there, and Ellsworth took advantage of that and got the fumble and ran it in.
So it's now 26-6 with 2 minutes 55 seconds left. It was a low snap. I think Carranza could have fielded it if he played more baseball, I think.
Nice.
But it came in hard and fast, so that's for sure. And you do have the sun. You're facing the sun now. So now they're just going to go for an extra point. His first PAT, Nathan Augustine, the sophomore. 6-foot sophomore. Looking to make it 27-6 here.
Fumble.
Oh, they're faking it. That was a bad snap. Oh, Williams brings down the holder. Number 7, the backup quarterback, Jack Stollenberg, the sophomore. So, he fumbled the snap, right? Is
he
that
did,
it?
Yeah,
okay.
Jack,
so there
Jack
did,
fumbled
yep.
it.
Okay. But that's still a 26-6 Panther lead for the Blackshirts. And Well, we see what the Blackshirts can do before the half. We'll take a quick break here on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network, brought to you by Mia's.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
And we're back. Ken Hollop Stadium, the home opener, alumni night. Everything is going great so far except the action on the field. Blackshirts started with an early touchdown on their first drive, and unfortunately it's been downhill ever since. There's some great stands, and a pick six is what started things off for the Panthers, a gift. But credit to their offense. They've steamrolled us with the running game. There's a kick. It's going to be caught. Looks like Hector Williams has it. And he's going to he breaks a tackle.
He's breaking spins
out another. And Hector Williams gets all the way to the 42. Some nifty running just past the 41. Good looking. They're marking the 42, yep. 2:46, your time remaining. Plenty of time with the Blackshirts. If they can get a score here, I think they'll do a lot for their confidence going into the second half. This team traveled more than 4 or 5 hours on a bus to get here, and they do not show any tightness. We're about to start. Twins right, single receiver left. Capoletti is on Carranza's left. The snap, they're going to give it to Capoletti. He's got a little hole and gets about a yard or two there. We're getting brought down by a swarm of a... Carson Quade, the 5'8 senior at the tackle, coming from the linebacker position. Excuse me, the D-line, D-tackle position. So it's second and nine, 2:23 and counting here. Twins right. Capoletti on Carranza's left. Single receiver left. The snap. They're going to go again. And no gain there. 2:05 and counting. So third, and a timeout will be called by Ellsworth here. So I see the strategy. I think Wiltz wanted to take a lot of time off the play and just set up one drive. I see Isaiah's with Caitlin. Another player, running back Joel Torres, was over there by the training area, but he seems okay. So. So, tomorrow, community announcement. There is a sustainability fair going on at the Retzer Nature Center, sponsored by our friends at Alaska Fresh, Johnny. They're going to show a movie, and there's some other exhibitors going on there. Should be a great way to spend a Saturday morning. I highly encourage you to check it out.
They have great salmon.
They sure do, and that's Alaska Fresh doing a lot on the sustainable seafood front. So I highly encourage you. And, you can. They also have a booth at our Waukesha Farmers Market as well.
Yep.
So, and... speaking of booths, too, we got to chat up our sponsor, Mia's, who's been a really great friend of Blackshirt Football.
And, I love Mia's.
Johnny's favorite lasagna.
Yep, lasagna.
So we're back to live action here. Twins right, single receiver left, ball in the middle of the field. Capoletti, this is a 3rd and 9 situation here, 3rd and 8. Fakes, he's got a guy there. Stout, yes, with a catch. He's got enough for the first, it looks like, too.
Stout just got that knee in.
He bobbled it a little bit, but reeled it in just in time. The All-Classic 8 senior. They move the chains. Clock stops for now at 1:50. It'll start up again when the chain crew's ready. Yep, 1:48 and counting here in the first half. This beautiful sunny night. Trips right. Capoletti on Hector's left. waiting for the snap. He gets it. Going to Cappelletti up the middle. He breaks a tackle. Cappelletti gets a respectable five. 1:28 and counting. Setting up a second and five here.
Clock is running.
Great job by Mahalis shedding that first tackle. Getting some real positive yardage. You know, and that's what you want from your backup running back. A guy that runs hard and gives you that good yardage here. Setting you up for success. 1:13 and counting here. Some confusion on the field. Trips right again. Cappelletti on Hector's right. 1:04 and counting. Second and five. Here's the snap. Fake to Cappelletti. Pressure. And Carranza's going to get sacked here. And I think the Blackshirts will have to call a timeout if they plan on salvaging this drive. And they will. And Coach Wiltz, very visual about his, very upset here. And it's definitely an area of improvement for Hector, is just learning to get rid of that ball or run it, move it forward.
Yeah, he had pressure from both sides instead
really,
of
to his credit, yeah, and his defense, there wasn't much he could go. But I think we got to react sooner.
Some of that is on the offensive line too, Don. I mean, they just got to push those guys out.
Yeah,
they're getting beat at the line of scrimmage a little bit.
No question there, Son. And Johnny and I, Sunday morning, are going to be at Schneider Stadium for the last inter-squad scrimmage for the Pioneers of Carroll. We're proud to be the radio broadcast crew.
That's going to be fun.
For CCIW, yeah, our very own Carroll University Pioneers. Ball at the middle of the field here, just short of the 50-yard line. Third and a long third and nine, they're calling it. 53 seconds left. Trips right, Cappelletti on Hector's right. Snap. They're going to give to Cappelletti up the middle. Oh, he's got some yardage. Oh, close to a first down, but no cigar. 47 seconds left. It is fourth down. Will the Blackshirts go for it? I think they will. They just got to move pretty quickly if they do. And now Ellsworth will call a timeout. Interesting. I'm thinking maybe the Blackshirts were going to try to run it down to the last play maybe and try a long pass. But I also think, too, Ellsworth gave them time to set up a play and set up the next two or three plays. Mm-hmm. So when you're up 26-6, you can take those chances.
Yep.
So no doubt about that.
I think you're starting to see a little fatigue on the Blackshirts side.
You sure do, yep. You know, again, we have our 34-man roster. We've probably got about four, five, six guys playing both ways.
Yep.
So.
Wears on a guy.
This half will be very welcome, yeah.
Too many interceptions this half, Don. It was a thing that.
You know, that was it. We just didn't protect the ball very well.
Right.
I mean.
Got to hang on to that thing.
Not to take anything away from Ellsworth. They're doing their job. And, again, after traveling this far. They look like they spent a night in a nice hotel and even had time to get up and go to State Fair if it was still going on. We got a trips right here on this fourth down play. 37 seconds left following the timeout. Cappelletti is lined up on Hector's left. And it's a trips right, I meant to say. Fourth and short. They don't have very far to go. That's the good news, but they got to set up right away. If they want to try to salvage something. They're changing the clock to 41 seconds here, I think. That's what Coach Wiltz is calling for it. And they get it. So, big fourth and two play here. The snap. They're going to give it to Cappelletti, and he's got it. And then some.
He's got some room.
Cappelletti's going to the right. And he's going to get all the way to the 26, Vinny Cappelletti, Mahalos. First down, they got to hustle to the line here, though. There's 34 seconds left. The clock stopped for now, but only until the chain gang sets up. So they got to wait, yep. Got to wait for the chain gang to set up here, and they seem like they're... Now this is what I don't like. They start the clock even though the chain gang's not ready. Hand off again to Cappelletti. He's got some
fumble.
Room. No, fumble. Oh! I thought they had a handoff, but...
Just when they were driving. And Ellsworth came
up. Gavin Perman, who had a big play earlier. And 23 seconds remain. Enough time for Ellsworth to put something together. Johnny and Ellsworth, I apologize. I keep wanting to call them Marshall. I don't know why.
Well, They come from a long farther
if
away.
If anything, I should call them Northwestern. They got the purple and white. No, they are Ellsworth, and they are the Panthers. Out there in Wisconsin. Not far from the cities, as they call it out there.
Yeah, very close to the Twin Cities.
And speaking of Twins, we got Twins right here. Ball closer to the right hash. No receivers on the left. I formation, 23 seconds left in the half. And they're going to go, no, fake, they're going. He's going deep, he's got a guy! And Geezy's there with the coverage. No, Stout, excuse me. And Evan Stout makes an emphatic. And it's been a frustrating night for the defense. 17 seconds remain. Well-designed play. Good ball. Good job by Evan Stout. Not normally a quarterback. They have him, you know, with these 6'6 receivers. They got Stout playing more corner. He still lines on that same guy, that Parker Woodland. And in this last season before we go to the Parkland Conference, there's a pass. They got a guy in the flat. That's George Roll. He's still in bounds. And thankfully for the Blackshirts, he's staying in bounds. 8 seconds left. I don't know if Ellsworth has any timeouts left. And I think they're going to let the clock run. Yeah. Nope, they're going to let the clock run. And coach is not happy. Ellsworth coaches just slammed the door as they left. They were yelling to the receiver, George Roll, to get out of bounds and try to set up another play. But as it is, the long-traveled Panthers go to the locker room leading our beloved Blackshirts 26-6, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of adjustments at halftime. And while they talk, we'll take a little break here too on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network, brought to you by Mia's. Don't go away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Yep. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, welcome back to Ken Hollup Stadium. It's halftime where your beloved Blackshirts trail in their home opener 26-6 to the well-traveled Panthers of Ellsworth. Both teams 1-0. Blackshirts got off to a great start. They got the ball in the kickoff, and they marched all the way down the field, probably a good 70-yard drive that resulted in a beautiful touchdown pass. I believe that was a 10-yard touchdown pass from Carranza to Tyler Williams, I think that was, who caught that. And so things are really off to a good start. Some good defensive stands. And then a pick six deep in our own territory. Was almost the second of the game at that point in time. And to the same guy, this Nash Kuhl, has just been sniffing it out. And things have really been downhill since then. Not much, you know, some fumbles, at least three interceptions. Maybe four now with that last one before the half. But it was not our, compared to last week, it was not our our favorite half. But anyway, we got a special guest here, a member of our booster club, and the athletic trainer at Carroll University, where we will be broadcasting Pioneer football here on the Walk Radio, 540 AM, 101 FM. Please say hello to Steve Staub. Steve, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Don. Thank you for having me up here.
Sounds great. We saw Steve earlier at the Pioneers training camp. They had some practice, and we'll be seeing Steve Sunday at the Interstrad scrimmage. How are the Pioneers looking this year?
I tell you, this year the Pioneers are looking real great. They have lots of energy out there, a lot of intensity, some great leadership amongst the upperclassmen. It's been a lot of fun to watch them.
So two back-to-back 6-4 seasons, the first back-to-back winning seasons in Pio history, probably since 92, I think it was, early 90s. And the goal, I think, is to kind of get over that hump and maybe win 7 or 8 games. And does that feel pretty good from your end?
Absolutely. Good? With this senior class that we have, we return over 90% of our starters from a year ago.
That's huge.
Wow, it's fabulous.
Only 4 seniors graduated, I heard, right?
Correct. And these seniors, the leadership that they have developed during the offseason, these coaches have just done a tremendous job of building that team culture, instilling leadership, and these seniors have really taken hold. And a lot of the coaching right now that's being done during practice is actually done on the field by the players, and that's really good to see that they've taken ownership in this program.
Yeah. That's great. That's got to be, because you grew up with football. You played in high school. You played for Carroll back in the days.
Yeah, I played for Carroll from 98 through 2002. Some of the best years of my life playing college football. Been a sport fan, sport fanatic all my life. It's an honor to get to continue to work with sports of all sorts.
And then your son Brighton is a member of the basketball team and a member of the baseball team, had a very impressive junior year, I thought, in a relief position, the lefty. He's looking really good, and he'll be joining you at Carroll, right, after high school?
We'll see about that. He's still looking around. I'm still trying to select his own path, if you will. We're
sure,
trying to
sure.
let him allow him the freedom to choose where he wants to go.
Sure.
But I certainly hope to watch him most every day while I'm at work.
Sure. What are your if you're part of the South coaching staff here and you're in that locker room at halftime, what are you talking to these boys? What are some keys for turning things around here in the second half, trailing 26-6?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just staying together as a team, not get down on each other, really try and build each other up, have each other's back, and hopefully they come out, at least win the second half, if not make a good game out of this.
Certainly, certainly. And I think that's the language that, hey, these guys put up 26 points with a lot of help from us, offense and defense, and if we can stay true, we can put up 26 points. Is that a good conversation to have?
Yeah, I tell you, I had to step away for about 20 minutes and head back up to work, and we were looking so good when I left, and when I came back, it looked like a totally different game. But I know we've got some fight left in us. I know we can come back, and if we just tie a few plays together, both offensively, defensively, we can turn this thing around.
That sounds great. And as I understand, because you know, Mike Shulis is my guest tomorrow, your athletic director, your boss, is that correct in saying, along with Dan Schreier here?
That is correct. Mike has just done a wonderful job in the 3 years that he has taken over the Carroll University Athletic Department, really giving the coaches the resources they need to instill a positive culture, high intensity, and I tell you, this year is going to be a special year, I think, for Pioneer Sports and across the board.
Now, I understand there's 23 different teams in the Carroll Athletic Program. And is that...
That is correct. We have over 600 unique student athletes that compete across 23 different NCAA Division III sports.
10 of those are women's sports, and women's are really... I think that's what I saw on the website. And they've left their mark in lacrosse and basketball and in track.
Yeah, women's basketball has really had a resurgence the last few years. They look awesome. They're a lot of fun to watch. Women's lacrosse has also been a top program, really competing with top programs across the country. And that program is just, they're real close to turning the edge, winning conference championships consistently, and start to tie together some NCAA tournament wins.
That is, I had the honor of having Dr. J. Claire Jelasic, arguably the greatest lacrosse player in this region for Division III lacrosse, as a guest on my show, along with her coach, Mike Hodge, and The same thing, really great. It just seems across the whole program there's a very positive culture going on with Carroll Athletics.
I tell you, Clara's one heck of a lacrosse player, but even more so, she's a great person. And she's going to be successful in whatever she chooses to do.
Yeah, and she's got 1 year of eligibility left, and she already has her doctorate, hence the nickname Dr. J. So, but Steve, I want to ask you, though, with 23 programs, do you have to get to every one of those sporting events, or do you got a crew that you of people working under? How does that work for you?
I'm fortunate to have a staff. There's four total athletic trainers that work at Carroll. We have a wonderful partnership with athletic trainers at Pro Healthcare and the team physicians at Pro Health and Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. So I don't have to get to all the games, but sure. I enjoy watching Pyle Athletics. I try to get to as many games as I can if I'm not working, at least as a spectator.
Sounds great. Yeah, you know, and one of your alumni, Caitlin Weber, is our athletic trainer for South. How do you think she representing Carroll well in your mind?
We are always proud of our alumni as they go out in the community, get those jobs, and really be the face of Carroll University, and ultimately get students back to Carroll. Yeah. Caitlin has been a wonderful asset for Waukesha South. I know my kids, being student
Caitlin's
athletes
with Children's
here.
Wisconsin. I forgot to mention that.
She's with Children's Wisconsin. She's been wonderful working with my own children. They come home, have nothing but great things to say, and that's how she was as a student with me in my classroom and then on the field with me as well. Just a great student and turned out to be a great professional.
Sounds terrific. And I know, Steve, you wanted me to remind everybody that Blackshirt Football is sponsored by Mia's. Have you been to Mia's lately?
I got to get there.
Yep, Johnny will tell you all about it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, I love the lasagna and the antipasto salad.
I think they got a cot in the kitchen back there for Johnny.
Maybe. But Bo's just a great owner. You know, he's one of them guys that he walks around and checks on you and makes sure everything's going good. Just a classic Italian restaurant. I just love what they do down in downtown Waukesha. So they're a great place to hang out, too.
Yeah, you know, if you're catching this game on the Civic Media app, you know, you can go to Friday Night Live, and, you know, Bo's, they've got a band out there and an outdoor cafe, and it's a lot of fun over there at Mia's during Friday Night Live. So also put that on your calendar while Friday Night Live is still going on. And how much time before the hand? We still got plenty of time here. You heard in the background the Waukesha South marching band playing, and it was great to see them in action. Alumni tent is going very well. Steve, any final remarks here for both Blackshirt football and for Carroll football that you want to share with our listeners tonight?
Just looking forward to a wonderful fall, watching Blackshirt football. I also look forward to watching Blackshirt volleyball. My daughter is to be playing for the volleyball team this fall. So look forward to getting to those games. And I really want to try and catch more games for the Blackshirts than just the games that my kids are participating in. Same thing with the Pioneers. Really look forward to this upcoming season this fall, this winter. Like I said, I think we're going to do some special things this year, and I think we're going to turn some heads.
Yeah. I'm glad you mentioned your daughter real quick before you go. Will she be playing on the combined basketball team with North and South?
Yep, so the plan is she's going to be playing volleyball here. She has made the varsity team, so they have their first game tomorrow morning. First tournament, and then she'll be on the combined Waukesha North, Waukesha South girls basketball team, and then softball in the spring.
Sounds great. Well, they certainly have a good model when you look at the Fusion combined men's volleyball team and the amazing success that they've had with Coach Joe Bansky. And so hopefully there'll be some learning lessons from that for the women's basketball for the combined North-South.
Yeah, I just want to thank Dan Schreier for working with the girls' basketball program, working with Waukesha North and getting this all set up. I know getting a chance to watch them in summer league in June and July, it looked like the girls really had a lot of fun out there. They were really starting to come together. And, of course, in Waukesha, all the girls know each other, so it didn't take long for that to start.
Sounds great. Well, Steve Staub, athletic trainer at Carroll University, member of the board member, I should say, of the Waukesha South Booster Club. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you for sure Sunday morning over at Schneider Stadium for the big inter-squad scrimmage.
Thanks for having me, and go Blackshirts, go Piles.
Love it. Thanks again, Steve.
See you, Steve.
We'll be right back on the Blackshirt Sports Radio Network after these messages. Blackshirt football brought to you by Mia's. Do not go away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Tiffany! Chris Marks, great job. You're awesome. Great job.
We'd like to thank you all for participating in tonight's 50-50 raffle. We have found our winner.
Yeah, it was a pretty, much more severe
one.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west-northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898, but 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Wisconsin needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They got to work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to
be? Halftime's almost over here, and another half of football left, and hopes still remain high as our Blackshirts trailing 26-6 to the visiting Ellsworth High School Panthers.
Excuse me. We're live.
Now we're live.
Yep.
Okay. Welcome back to Ken Hollop Stadium. About 2 minutes before the second half kickoff. And a lot of work for our black shirts to do here in the second half, trailing 26-6, especially since Ellsworth won the coin toss and they've elected to receive. That worked well for us in the first half because we took the ball and marched down the field for the opening score. A beautiful pass from Carranza to Tyler Williams on a quarter pattern from 10 yards out. And just a well-executed drive. We saw a lot of great passing and running and mostly passing, but we did get the running game going on other series and traded possessions a few times, you know, kept Ellsworth scoreless. And then towards the end of the first, a really bad, just a difficult pick six to number five, Nash Cool, who's got at least two interceptions tonight. And it's, you know, 26 unanswered points by the Panthers. They've got a commanding lead and getting a glimpse, good glimpse here. Former varsity coach A.J. Rabel used to be in the faculty here. He's now taking a job. I think he's in the insurance industry, but it's good to see him. He's with one of his sons. He was very well liked here during his time. Yep, a lot of people coming to say hello, and it'll be great to catch up with A.J. here, and it's good that he still supports black shirt football. And coming back to the black shirts here, yeah, just some mental mistakes for sure. Every interception. Well, one was tipped, so we, you know, the one is forgivable. It's you know, the receiver's got to make that catch. But those other ones are just, you know, at very inopportune moments. It really hurt us. So, and you know, Ellsworth, for its credit, took advantage of a defense that was becoming more tired. Couple injuries in the first half. We don't have confirmations on, but we know that Isaiah Dunlop came out towards the end of the first half in the last couple of minutes. Vinny Capoletti-Mahalos came in, and towards the end of the half there, Mahalos showed some great running there, including a fourth and two. He took probably a good 15 or 20 yards, almost went the distance there. Unfortunately, a fumble on the next play, and I think it was a fake handoff to him or quarterback, a spread option play. I'm not sure what, but it didn't end well for the Blackshirts on that. And so, you know, the keys will be what the young Carranza, even though he's a senior, it's his first start, what he can do to settle down. And a lot of it's when he gets pressure, it's almost like he freezes up. And again, it's like Johnny said, it's, you know, the line's not, doing many favors there. But it'll be interesting to see how the Blackshirts respond on offense in the second half. You know, we've got to come out here on defense and make some make a big stop here. These Panthers now playing with a lot of confidence after putting 26 points on. They have yet to convert on a point after touchdown, but again, that's negligible given the number of 6-point entries they've entered in so far. So about 2:24 on the clock here before the second half starts. The sun is getting close to finding its bed for the night. Beautiful sunset here. Beautiful skies. Turned out to be a really perfect night. We were really concerned about the weather, especially after some of the warnings yesterday. But weather-wise, it's shaped up really nicely. A nice turnout for our alumni. Great performance from our marching band at halftime as they get ready for March Fest on the 23rd. And thank you, Chris Marks from the Waukesha South Boosters, to come up and promote that. And it is the oldest band competition in the state, 33 years running. Very proud of that tradition. A lot of the other Waukesha schools have tried to partner with us on that. But it is a branded South event that we're extremely proud of. And this place packs it in for March Fest. So it's if you are interested in going, get your tickets online and get here and cheer on your favorite bands, and including our beloved Black Shirt Marching Band. So Black Shirt's back on the field, completed their warm-up. They're now coming back to the bench with about a minute 16 before the half starts. And again, Black Shirt football is brought to you by Mia's right there in downtown. And that's been a Waukesha tradition for many years, now under new ownership. And we're really impressed with what Bo Blask has done, especially in this new age where finding good help is not an easy thing to do in the restaurant business. But he's got a great back of the house there. I've been really enjoying the Italian beef sandwich, Johnny. And the nice thing, too, is one of your side choices is mostaccioli. So last time I went there, I got the Italian beef with mostaccioli. So it's best of both worlds. And it's It's one of the problems when you're eating Italian. You want to eat everything in the menu, but you can't. But the nice thing is Mia's has some great side options, so you can throw a little pasta in there if you decide to go for the fish fry on Friday or you know, one of the other items. So
yeah.
Well, or the antipasto is wonderful, too. Like, a lot of times when my wife and I go, we'll go to the bar, we'll get the antipasto and then one of those big, you know, garlic bread that's bigger than your head, and sometimes you're all set there, but it is a great experience. You know, if you have a few hours to kill, make an evening out of it. The booth seating's really neat.
You know what else is really neat, Amios?
Yeah.
Is the bar.
Yeah.
Because you can sit there and you can look out over the street.
They're going to be expanding on that bar, too.
Yeah, he's got a really good plan there. Big TVs, you want to come and watch a football game.
Yeah.
It's just really a cute little place right now.
It sure is.
I just love hanging out there.
But what's not so cute is the big mountain that the Blackshirts have to climb in the second half, trailing 26-6.
Yeah.
To a Panther team that was 10-2 last year. Their second loss came in the playoffs. So this is a team that's used to winning a lot and doing all the right things. And
you mentioned earlier, Don, about the offensive line. Well, it's on both sides.
Yeah.
They got to control that line of scrimmage.
They really do.
You know,
yeah.
So it's a
game's
big
won
thing.
In the trenches, yeah. Yep. So defense has had some big moments here, like they did in the first game. So here comes Lemus, ready to kick. Two receivers back, including the tailback, Levi Nelson for the Panthers. And it's going to go to Nelson on a hard line drive. Nelson's got it at the 10. He's going to the 20. Cutting up the middle. He's got a seam. Breaks one tackle, breaks another. He's coming to the outside. There is a flag down. They finally get him down. And that was the kicker, Chris Lemus, with a touchdown-saving tackle at the 45. Flag is down at the 34, so hopefully that'll be holding against the Panthers.
It's against the Blackshirts.
It's against the Blackshirts. Wow. So the hit parade continues, and it's a face mask, too. I don't know if it's a personal foul variety or inadvertent, but the ball has been moved all the way to the Panther 45, so great field position for them, leading 26-6. And, you know, do you go into the Carolina offense and control the clock, or do you get some more reels for your players that are looking for good colleges to play and need to add some good huddle film? That's one of the dynamics in high school football. So we got single receivers on either side. Stout is playing corner, guarding Parker Woodland. And again, there's more. I think they're moving the ball up now, which means that the chain's got to move. So it's a 15-yard penalty.
Sure.
So in addition to our own comedy of errors, this officiating crew has also showed big need for improvement here.
Yeah, it's kind of like Larry Curley and Moe down there.
Ball is at the Blackshirt 45 now. Shotgun formation, pistol formation. Up back, single. Oh, fumble snap. And he's going to get sacked. That's Carranza and Gheesy. No, excuse me, Gabe Lascano and Gheesy. The Irishman, Gabe Lascano, painting houses. Good to call his name. A big break there. Blomberg doesn't drop much. I can tell you that. Just seeing him play one game. He kicks. He plays defense. He recovered a fumble for a touchdown. So ball now back at the
45.
Panther 45. Another. No, now Blomberg's under center. Power eye. Single receivers on either side. Stout and Woodland here on the left. It's going to be handoff to Nelson. Breaks a tackle. Oh,
he's gone.
He's gone. Levi Nelson, look at the wheels on him. Some poor tackling up the middle. There was good blocking, no doubt, but.
Number 27, Dean Hendricks.
Two missed tackles on that. So now it's 32-6 with 11:01 remaining in the third quarter.
Ouch. Well,
so, yeah.
He went through that line like a greased pig. And
he really did. It was a great hole. There was someone had a foot, couldn't hang on, and then someone just really didn't get enough cloth or enough. And Nelson showed his speed in the open field. So they're going to go for two here. Backup quarterback in. He's going to hand up the middle. And looks like he's in. Braden Anderson. Gets the two. So 34-6 with 11:01 remaining in the third quarter. This is the Blackshirt Football Radio Network brought to you by Mia's.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Go ahead.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few
kinks. Are we live?
Yep.
Okay, we're back. Ken Hollop Stadium. Marshall will kick off after scoring in their opening drive. Two plays, a tackle for a loss on a fumble, and then a running play up the two hole on the right. A 55-yard touchdown. Short kick at the 20. And he falls over his own guy. That's Tyler Williams there. Gets all the way to the 32, so decent field position for the Blackshirts. Trailing 34-6 with 10:58 left in the third quarter. And you hope Hector and the kids know a thing or two about Frank Reich. Trips left, ball in the right hash. Capoletti on Carranza's right. Is that Carranza or is that Jimenez? I think Ben Jimenez is your signal caller here. Yep, Jimenez takes it up the middle, and he's going to fight for some tough yardage, about a 3-yard gain there. Yep, so it is Ben Jimenez starting the second half here after a difficult first half from the starter, Hector Carranza. Carranza did get his throw for his third touchdown of the season. Trips left, ball in the right hash. Capoletti on Jimenez's right. Ben's got the snap. Quick pass. He's got Flowers. Flowers running backwards. Breaks one tackle. Breaks another, but just barely gets a. That's going to be a loss of two, so not a very well-designed play. Credit to Jimenez for getting the ball off quickly to Flowers, but Panther defense sniffed that up. They give him, like, back to the original line of scrimmage, interestingly enough. Well, maybe minus one, 3rd and 8. So ball in the middle of the field here. Trips left. Capoletti on Ben's right. Obvious passing situation. 9:57 remaining. There's a pass over the middle. He's got to go, and he drops it. Jimenez threw a strike.
It was right there.
The black shirt pitcher. And the punt unit comes out. I'm trying to think. That might have been Tyler Williams, the receiver. Doesn't miss much of those. So tough break. That was first down yardage and everything, Johnny, about the 45-yard line. Beautiful pass by Jimenez.
Yeah, it was. It was right to Tyler Williams, and it hit him in the numbers, and he couldn't hang on to it.
Tough break. So Blackshirts will punt again, and I don't think a fake is anywhere in the dialogue here unless they can draw Ellsworth offsides. 9:53. Good snap. Good punt. It's going to drop. It's going to take a friendly black shirt roll, kind of, sort of, and it's going to die at the 31 of Ellsworth. So about a 35-yard punt. Yeah, we can do it now. I don't care. Do it.
Sure. We'll go to station ID.
We're going to go for station identification here in the Black Shirt Football Radio Network, brought to you by Mias.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Are we back?
Yep. Live.
Hey, we're back here. It's 1st and 10 for the Panthers, looking to add to a 34-6 lead. And they get George Rowland the reverse here. Roll goes the outside, breaks a tackle. He's got a first down, finally pushed out of bounds there. On a reverse, the 6'6 receiver, George Roll, number 81. And they will, Panthers will move the chains. And Mary Jane Sanchez is here. I was hoping she was going to bring me a brat or a burger, but just popcorn. I guess we'll take some popcorn as long as I don't choke on it. So,
class of 77.
Class of 77, Mary Jane Sanchez. So here come the Panthers again. Ball at their own 43-yard line. Pistol formation. Single receivers on either side. Left flank. Pass. He's rolling left. Or right. Oh, pass. The receiver fell. Parker Woodland guarded by Stout. He had enough space there for a short gain, maybe a 4 or 5 yard variety, but slipped and throw might have been a little wide there. It was tough, you know, a righty quarterback rolling out left. Not the easiest pass to make. And they come back to the line again after the huddle. 9:29 is your time remaining here in the third quarter at 34-6 Ellsworth lead. Power eye formation. Blomberg under center. Roll goes to the left. Hand up the middle. And they stop him, but not before he gets like three. Levi Nelson. Ramon Jackson calling his name again, the sophomore. Good to see Ramon making some good plays here.
9:10 left in the third quarter.
The 5'11", 220 sophomore. And it's third and seven here. Pistol formation now. Single receivers with a left slot. Blomberg gets the snap. He's going to pass. He's looking deep. Oh, Stout's
guy's open.
Up. He's got him.
No.
Oh, Stout. Oh, he drops it. Wow, what a break.
Oh, my God.
And that was actually Adriel Diaz on the coverage who got beat on that.
Parker had a touchdown easy there.
He sure did. Wow. A huge break for the Blackshirts. He did have to jump for it, but he came down with it and just fortunately couldn't keep the handle on.
Might have been one of them deals where he got a little
huge
too
break.
Excited. And,
yeah. You know, the ball sails in the air. Gives you too much time to think.
Can't believe that I got this.
Yeah. So the good news is Ellsworth will punt. And back deep, I'm guessing, is Tyler Williams. Tyler Williams or Zayas DeWalt. There comes the punt. It's a short one. They're going to let it bounce. And it's well covered there by the Panthers. It's going to go out of bounds at the Blackshirt 16. So decent little punt there from midfield. Puts the Blackshirts deep with 8:34 in the third quarter.
Another close call there, Don.
Can we announce the big news for next Saturday's show that's going to be recorded?
You know, that's up to you.
That's a yes, right?
Yeah, then it is a yes. Yes, you can.
So for Labor Day weekend, we're doing a recorded show on Saturday, but it's for Stephanie Bloomingdale, the head of the AFL-CIO in Milwaukee or in Wisconsin. Is that correct, Johnny?
In Wisconsin, yeah. And Wisconsin. She's the president of
the AFL-CIO. As the handoff goes left, bit of a scrum there. Won by the Panthers. Blackshirts do get a looks like they're going to get like a short yard out of that. Anthony got the run there. Anthony Dzinski from Banting Park. There is a flag down, which usually denotes holding unless there's a face mask in there. 8:25 is your time remaining with the stoppage of play. Blackshirts looking to get some offense going here. Build some momentum going into next week as they open up their brutal Classic 8 schedule. Their last season in the Classic 8, thankfully.
Yeah, that'll be a challenge, won't it, Don?
Sure will. But the nice thing is we're getting some good looks from our young kids that'll be leading this program forward into a more equitable conference. Trips right. Nobody on the left. Ball on the left hash. Running back on Ben's left. Ben's going to keep it here up the middle. So I guess there must have been a penalty there because the ball was moved up 5 or 6 yards. With the Jimenez run, he's close to a first down. That makes it third down. Sorry, second and two with the penalty. Trips right again. No receivers left. Jimenez again taking it up the middle. There he's going to bully forward. Not enough for the first. It looks like no gain, actually, or maybe a very short gain. It might make it third and one.
The black shirts must see something there, but they're not getting much from whatever they're seeing.
The strategy with Jimenez with his size and his speed is for him to run the ball. But Ben can throw the ball, too, as we saw in that last series. Trips right. Running back now on Ben's left. And a fast, quick pass, a fire. Oh, he really whipped that over the middle, but really great Panther coverage. Not really much there to go. I don't know if that was Williams or Flowers. It's fourth and one. So black shirts are going to they're gonna punt it. You'd figure down 34-6, they might as well go for it. Try to get some offense going. Just a little too much zip on that pass from Jimenez, yeah. I think.
That was definitely a dart. And it was
showing off that fastball, but there was great coverage there by Ellsworth. So really not much to go, but with just 2 yards, you would have had to maybe curl. Good snap. Urban with the punt. Nice high punt. And it's going to be caught. A fair catch again. That was Max Langer on that. So the Panthers will take over at their own 35. Another beautiful punt by Aiden Urban. Good hang time. Good distance. How you doing, Mary Jane?
Good.
You want a mic? You want to contribute here? Let's put her in. Let's put her in, Johnny.
Get you hooked up here.
So the Panthers will start with their power eye formation. They got the backup quarterback, Jack Stoltenberg, under center here. Single receiver right. Flanker goes in motion to the right. It's up the middle. Oh, he's got some space. He can go.
Oh.
It's Levi Nelson again.
Here comes six.
And it's another touchdown here for the Panthers. Wow. He's got some wheels.
Yeah, he broke that defensive line, and it was adios amigos.
Mm-hmm. 4-6, so you would think that Ellsworth is going to be taking South's place in the Classic 8, the way that they're executing. Man. It's almost like they were holding back in the first half.
You think?
Mary Jane Sanchez, class of 77, you've seen your share of black shirts games.
Sure have.
From the glory days of the Ken Holub era.
That's for sure.
To the divided three high school days when in the Classic. Are you excited to see them leaving the Classic 8?
Well, Classic 8 has always been there for me, so I'm not really sure at this point. I have to wait and see.
Two-point conversion attempt, and it's good. Stoltenberg goes on a short pass. Omar Coulson. So good news for the Panthers is a lot of the backups are getting some looks here, some touches. And again, playing with confidence. So 7 minutes left. In the third quarter, we will take a break. This is the Black Shirt Sports Radio Network brought to you by Mia's.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Say when, Johnny.
Live.
Hey, welcome back to Ken Holub Stadium, where the Panthers of Ellsworth have really stolen the show here, leading our black shirts 42-6. They're about to kick off after a 50-yard-plus touchdown, his second long ball of the day from the power hitter, Levi Nelson. And it's a short kick. It's going to die about the 25. It's fielded cleanly. It's going to come to the outside. Cut in.
Fumble.
And no, I think black shirts have it. Brought down at the 26. Well covered there by the Panthers. This is the general, Zayas DeWalt, on that return.
So, Don, tell me about how many seniors are on this team this year.
There's about 12 or 13 seniors. Johnny, we had a list. Two of them are your returning All-Classic 8. Honorable mentions, Logan Dable on his birthday having a heck of a night in spite
Wonderful.
Of the score. And Evan Stout, who's played some good defense and had a catch for 10 yards.
Love that, Evan.
He was used to seeing the ball a lot more last season with Tack Tadioka. He caught 3 touchdowns. So we're hoping he can get some more looks here with the quarterbacks. I know Ben will throw to him more. Single receiver left, twins right, quick pass.
Oh, there we go, there we
There's
go.
There's Williams. Oh, oh, picks one tackle, but not much there to go. Maybe a yard or two. Again, well covered there by the Panthers.
Tyler Williams.